I'm Mindy.
And I'm Darren.
And we are the Rance Macabre, covering all things horror. Welcome back, listeners. It is my favorite time of year.
Tax season.
Filling out papers.
Yeah, no, it's March, and I mean, I guess in the back of my head, I know that March Madness is a college basketball thing,
but it is.
We are dealing with an entirely different kind of madness.
It's true. I was, you know, watching the Villanova game last night, actually, and then I had this to look forward to the next day. It's like all about brackets. It's all about everything.
Yeah, we're back at it. Save Horror has released their bracket system. I don't know what to call the sheets in front of us.
We call them brackets.
They are brackets. Okay.
Yeah, they are brackets.
I'm still relatively new to this process. But so the last couple of years, we've been doing March Madness with Save Horror and a couple of other podcasts. And this time around, I think we're going to be working with the Women in Caskets and Miskatonic Musings and Test Pattern Podcast.
Yeah.
And maybe some more. I think we're still...
I don't know.
Any latecomers?
So this year we're going to do something, I guess, a little bit different. Pretty much the same, but a little bit different.
Yeah, I think people are tired of watching terrible movies.
I know, which I kind of like. That's obviously my favorite part. Not the watching of the bad movies.
As much as we gripe about it, I think we actually have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I think everyone does, but whatever. We're changing... The punishment, I didn't really read it all the way through before we agreed to it, because that's how I like to do things.
You love filling out sheets. You hate reading instructions.
Yes.
I'd never want to put furniture together with you.
I'm actually really good at putting furniture together.
Yeah, you do it intuitively, it sounds like. This couch was never supposed to be shaped this way.
It's a bed. So this year, we are going to have the winner appear on the Losers podcast.
That makes good advertising sense.
Right. And then
synergy.
We used to have each of us got a bracket.
Yeah.
Because, well, we got, you know, the more chances to win.
Yeah. Definitely. Although Miskatonic Musings with three hosts, now with Lehman, they
it
had a leg
up. It never
helped
them, though. They always lost anyway, didn't
no,
they?
No, Lehman oddly chose, like, he called the beautiful boy winners. Like, he chose, like, weird, like, The Omen and movies that Killer Kids wound up being the pick, but not crowd favorites.
Yeah.
No, I think, if anything, he brought them down.
Got that, Lehman? You're bringing them down. Excellent. So this year we're only going to have one bracket per podcast, but that's okay. That makes it fun.
I think the madness this time around is going to be getting teams to turn on each other and picking the brackets in the first place, because that's what we're kind of being thrown back into the mode we were in when we decided on our Rance Macabre official 25.
But I'm kind of thinking different, right? Because I want to win, because I enjoy winning. So, like, here's the thing. Certain things where I would fight for a certain movie just because I personally like it, I'm thinking I should let those go and we should try and win.
Okay.
Should we try and win?
I wonder how different our bracket...
I did one that I liked,
I mean, it's a competition.
But then I left this one blank for the actual winning ones. Because
Sure, yeah. We both filled out our individual ones, so that part hasn't changed. I think maybe I won't post mine. But we'll agree to that, and that's what today's episode is. We're going to be sort of organizing our brackets starting from... is it 16 to start? No,
it's 64
30.
Films.
Oh, I can't count.
It says it on the bottom of the bracket.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so do you wanna get started? All right. On a side note, I was thinking, because the way things go, and horror fans definitely have their favorites, and those kind of get cemented, and we've certainly picked our top 25 of all time. I down the line, I want to do like a fresh 25. I want to be able to knock out all the classics and set them aside. and then and do, talk like, the about last like so many modern years. Classics.
Uh-huh.
Like,
how many years? What would be your cutoff?
Well, I don't even think it needs to be necessarily like a year cutoff so much as we can't pick Night of the Living Dead and The Thing, and that's going to take my legs out from under me. And so we've got to focus on like atypical horror classics that don't really get talked about a lot. When we were doing Top 25, there were a bunch in the like far periphery that they're movies that we love to death.
Right.
But we don't talk about a lot because they're superseded by the, you know, the older classics that are kind of, you know, more entrenched in who we are, that kind of thing.
Right. However, so Calvera obviously didn't make this bracket list, but we did have Martyrs.
Yeah.
And Inside.
Yeah. And Get Out. Well, I guess Get Out got on the last bracket.
Well, I was going with French Extremity.
Did. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah,
you just
want to
talk about Get Out. You're like, Get Out's the winner. The end.
I'm so happy for Jordan Peele for his screenplay Oscar.
It was a good Oscars for horror.
It was good. Did you ever get around to seeing Shape of Water?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
You know what?
It'll be on.
No, I'm not gonna watch something in the theater. That's pretty much the end of that.
Yeah, I really liked Shape of Water. It played very much as a, you know, a perfect Guillermo del Toro film, which is to say like a tragic fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Rachel wasn't as big of a fan, but I think some of the darker elements kind of rubbed her wrong, or
she
thought there might have been some tropes in there. But overall, like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite lovely. But anyway, so Shape of Water, not on this bracket sheet
not.
In front of us. All right, do we want to start in the top left?
Yeah, let's start. Let's just work our way down.
Oh, I think we're going to run into an issue right away.
I know. So this is where it comes from. This says either Halloween, 78 Halloween, or You're Next. Me, personally, I would choose You're Next, but I would like to win, so I think I'm going to choose Halloween. It's not a better movie, though.
It's a tough one. So I saw Halloween pretty recently, and I was actually thrilled that it held up to my memory of it. And I think because of its classic status, I think it is a little better than You're Next.
I do not think it's any better than You're Next, but I want to win.
Okay, worth noting, Halloween won the first 2 years in a row of Save Horror's Madness.
You know, get it going.
So, okay, so we're putting down Halloween 78, the original, which I think Blumhouse just tweeted that they're looking at a first cut of the next Halloween that's coming out later in the year. So it sounds like it's in the can. It might get some reshoots, but it's scheduled to come out this year. And if memory serves, it's meant to be a direct sequel to the original and discount everything else.
Oh, okay.
Everything else. Even the second one, which is immediately following the events of the first one. So that's a little confusing. But yeah, I don't know. In any case, I'm excited for it. It got John Carpenter's seal of approval.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to go to the theater.
Okay, so the second lineup matchup is Eyes Without a Face versus Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
The Birds.
When's the last time you watched The Birds?
I watched The Birds.
The Birds sucks.
Oh, yeah, we watched it on the Hitchcock. Did we watch it on that?
We haven't done a Hitchcock episode.
You're such
what are you picturing?
Yes, we have.
What?
Well, we did Psycho. We didn't do Hitchcock,
We did one Alfred Hitchcock movie. We've had it.
That's
plan
it?
To do a whole Alfred Hitchcock, maybe even two-parter.
It's
if we
because
can bear
of the Hitchcock
it.
Fans. That's why I keep postponing it.
Yeah, it's a high bar. It's a tough measure to meet. Eyes Without a Face is a better film.
Okay,
the
fine.
Birds. When you do rewatch it, you'll be reminded that the birds. Okay, so special effects aside, like some of the lead ups and the attacks work very well. The overall story is garbage. It's ridiculous. It's about a woman stalker who gets her way because she's very pretty and charming. But
she is very pretty.
She stalks that guy and like ingratiates herself to this family, and it's none of it's okay. It's very peculiar, but okay.
All right, so it's out of there. Fine, whatever. Okay, this is a situation, right? We got American Werewolf in London versus Evil Dead 2.
The first one is more comedy horror
right.
at times because of how hokey elements
and
are.
And I used to like that, but I watched it because I watched all of Ash and the Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just rewatched both of the Evil Deads, like, oh God, like a month or so ago. And I was like, oh, Evil Dead 2 is actually the better one now.
I think it is better because it's funny when it's trying to be funny and not at its
own expense.
Evil
Dead 1 is important, though. It's like super important.
I agree with that.
But so I'm a little confused here on this.
I had American Werewolf in London, but I will hear you out if you wanna. I think you know you defer to Eyes Without a Face, although I think that's gonna cost us because I think most people are gonna say The Burge just because a lot of people haven't seen Eyes Without a Face. That said, I think American Werewolf in London versus Evil Dead. I think Evil Dead 2.
I'm good with that. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's contentious. There's a lot of really tough matchups in this, even in the first first series of competitions.
Who's laughing now?
This next one is easy peasy. It's Get Out versus Don't Breathe. What is Don't Breathe doing on here?
Don't Breathe was very good.
I didn't think it was.
There was a lot of hype.
Yeah.
There was. And
when I finally saw it, I was like, oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought something amazing was going to happen. And then
filmmaker's not jumping into my head, but he had previously done the Evil Dead remake, as a matter of fact. So Don't
Fede
Breathe.
Fede Alvarez.
Thanks. Don't Breathe, I thought was really effective. It was a little contrived is too strong a word, but it was so well designed. It was almost like too well designed as far as like, you know,
I liked the scares. I liked some of the setups and situations, but I hated the zinger, the overall thing.
the zinger.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I think this next one. Okay, so for that one, we had Get Out by a mile, it sounds like.
Yes.
This next matchup, oh boy.
I couldn't put one down even on my own. I left it blank right now.
Okay, so we're looking at the anthology film Trick or Treat versus A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Right.
I put A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night because I feel like Trick or Treat's a little overrated. I enjoyed it. I like Mike Dowdy's stuff. I enjoyed Krampus quite a bit. I think they're even working towards a Trick or Treat 2.
They are.
But I think A Girl Walks Home Alone
at Night. It was really beautiful.
I liked it more.
All right. I'll go with that. I left it blank because I didn't know how I felt.
I feel like that one's also going to cost us. I don't know necessarily that the masses are going to go our way. We're gonna really encourage our fans to vote for A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Well, also what you have to think is sometimes there is a level of pretentiousness in horror fans. And even if they haven't seen something, they'll be like, Repulsion, done. And I'll be like, God damn it. And they'll be like, Suspiria. And you're like, when was the last time you freaking watched that? So there's that. You have to think. You have to think about these things. Next, we have, this isn't stupid, Silence of the Lambs versus Split.
I don't know how Split got on this.
Me neither. Silence is clearly the answer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your name is?
Jack Gordon.
Mr. Gordon. Good. Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, uh-uh. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
All right, and speaking of Repulsion, Keith from Save Horror is not going to appreciate all the bashing Repulsion is taking.
I know.
Because we've got Repulsion versus Dead Alive, and I put Dead Alive,
yeah.
I think I'm, okay, so I mean, not for nothing, but I think Repulsion is a better film. I don't know that it's a better horror movie. Dead Alive is a brilliant horror comedy. I put Dead Alive.
All right, we'll go with Dead Alive. This, okay, I mean, this is a second seated and a 15 seated. The Shining versus It Follows. And obviously The Shining, I think,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of sick of people shitting on It Follows as much.
I've grown out of it.
Of shitting on it? Yeah.
Yeah, after seeing it enough times. Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at the time, my knee-jerk reaction was like, get a hold of yourself, critics. Like, there were better horror movies that
right.
year.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yes, The Shining, clearly, duh.
Next up, this one I actually had to scratch out my answer because I had to think in terms of like rewatchability and maybe even crowd favorites. Maybe I'm pandering a little bit, but this next one, you're just outright pandering.
Yeah, I didn't love Martyrs.
Okay, so this next matchup is Martyrs versus the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And Martyrs, I am enamored with the film. I am very impressed. It is a very difficult movie to sit through, and so the rewatchability factor comes down a lot.
Yeah.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like after the first time where you're like, you know, scared and creeped out, like then it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Then you kind of get why it's a crowd favorite and it's everybody's favorite horror tattoo to put on themselves. So I had Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I also had TCM. I would have had a harder time if it was Texas Chainsaw versus Inside. It would have been harder for me because I think Inside is so, brutal. It's such a brutal film. You know what I'm saying? But versus Martyrs, TCM.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the films in the New French Extremity, it's challenging to include those because they are great films.
It's not like you sit around and watch Inside over and over and over
again.
Yeah,
it's not like a comfort horror movie like Silence of the Lambs that I've seen 13 times.
If it's on TV, you stop and watch it. You're not going to do that with Inside.
Right, yeah. No, Inside, you're just like, I've got stuff to do tomorrow. I can't watch this today. It's going to bum me out for a week.
Next, we have A Tale of Two Sisters. Versus The Wicker Man, the 73 Wicker Man.
Now, I've never seen A Tale of Two Sisters. I do know that I have seen, and I do love The Wicker Man. What'd you pick?
I left it blank.
Okay.
I was going to defer to you.
Okay, I think Wicker Man. I think as much as it hurts you. That said, I don't think it's going to last long in competition. I think it's going to get beat pretty quick.
You know why? Because everyone thinks about Wicker Man and they think like, oh, I love Wicker Man because the story is a very cool story. But then when you sit there and watch it and it's this like bizarre, weird, hippie music video, you're like, wait a second. I don't remember all this singing. It's a horror musical.
There's so much folk music.
So much singing.
What's our next matchup? We're looking at Suspiria versus Funny Games.
Yeah, the German Funny Games. Okay. I chose Funny Games because I fucking love that movie. I love both of those movies.
I chose Suspiria.
Of course you did.
And I think Suspiria is going to be the crowd favorite. I think Funny Games is brilliant. I think Suspiria is the only Dario Argento movie I actually like opera quite a bit. It's just opera is a far more generic slasher.
I think Suspiria is beautiful. Like, it is a beautiful film.
And it's also, like, creepy, and it functions as a good horror movie. The acting will take you out of it.
Yes, of course. Yes, it will.
Okay, so you're okay with Suspiria on that one?
Yes, I mean, yes, because I don't think Funny Games is going to get any votes.
No. Although, yeah, really, really good. I was just thinking about that one because Home Invasion, with the New York Horror Movie Group, we got free screening tickets to The Strangers, the Prey at Night sequel. And if I'm being generous, I would say B-.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's being quite generous.
I love the first one. That's fun.
It's great. And so we did Funny Games and The Strangers in our Because You Were Home. It was the sort of Home Invasion Part 2 episode. And I really enjoyed that episode because the movies were awesome. Like, I really like talking about those. And Funny Games, it's another movie that stays with you. If it was ever warm on a Halloween, I wouldn't second guess. I would dress like those kids all white and carrying gloves. A golf club and white gloves. Yeah, definitely. But this time around, Suspiria.
Okay, this one, we had Invasion of the Body Snatchers 78 versus Poltergeist. I went with Body Snatchers.
As did I.
Okay, because I'm not that in love with Poltergeist.
I'm just remembering I have an unopened copy of Poltergeist that I won from the New York Horror Movie Group.
So you're getting a lot of use out of that.
I really... It's on my to-do list. I'm someone who really likes Poltergeist. I really like how... like. Broad and then narrow it gets. I really dig it. It's good and creepy, and I don't know, it's a good family movie. Next one is a, okay, in all fairness, This one, I haven't seen the original Peeping Tom.
No, me either.
My memory is that, like, in the era of Psycho, it is meant to be, like, a really effective, creepy suspense horror movie. I just haven't seen it. That's my bad. It's a glaring hole in my horror movie background. And it's matched up against Scream, which I've seen a ton.
And Scream is awesome.
Yeah, Scream is a tough one to beat. I also think it's going to be a crowd favorite. I think it, you know, it's pretty cool of Save Horror to have included Peeping Tom. It's a good reminder to get around to seeing it. But not this time around.
No,
that
Scream.
One goes to Scream.
We have Night of the Living Dead, the original,
mm-hmm.
versus Drag Me to Hell. Both good films. Both actually very good films, but
I've
clearly...
I've still not seen Drag Me to Hell.
Will you please watch it? It's really fun. It's like so much fun.
I've heard, and it's another one on my to-do list. I will put it ahead
of... We should do
of...
it with like Thinner. It should be like Thinner and Drag Me to Hell, and then another one where someone puts like a hex on somebody.
My understanding is that Drag Me to Hell also kind of functions as an allegory to like eating disorders,
yep.
and anorexia. Apparently, every time the main character tries to like sit down and have a meal, something terrible happens, and she's kind of thrown off from. Anyway, I'm talking about a movie I haven't seen.
yeah, I mean, I've read these articles that say that that's what it is. When I watched it, I just thought. I like this movie.
Yeah, it's Sam Raimi doing horror.
Exactly.
I mean, and that was following Spider-Man, so like he's trying to get a little piece of himself back, it seems.
So it's clearly Night of the Living Dead, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes.
Good stuff.
All right. This next one is tough because I don't think of Eraserhead as a horror movie.
No.
It's odd and upsetting.
But,
but
is
was
it
I,
horror?
There were times where I was horrified. The like weird possum baby thing. It's kind of horrifying,
I guess.
But overall, not a horror movie. So
no.
I did pick Friday the 13th over Eraserhead. And I think also Friday the 13th is going to be a big crowd favorite.
Exactly.
Again, not pandering, just kind of calling them.
I'm pandering. Let's pander. We have the original Evil Dead 81 versus Black Christmas. Again, two good movies.
Yeah.
I'm saying Evil Dead.
I did too.
Good.
I there at that one I'm blatantly pandering because I enjoy Black Christmas far more. All right, now on the other side of the bracket, the I don't know, is this the competition? How does I don't know how college basketball works when they do
North,
the
South, East,
the
West. And so
oh.
then it has to do though with the like so you have your Big 12 winner, your Big 10, your Big
okay.
Sky American.
All right, some of those I knew. Big Sky. What, Montana? What are we?
Yeah, it's like out there.
Oh, okay. All right, so on the we'll but geographically on this piece of paper, it's Northeast. On the Northeast starter side, we've got Nightmare on Elm Street from 84 versus Session 9.
I love Session 9, but clearly not but more than Nightmare.
Yeah, I also had Nightmare on Elm
but
Street.
Didn't you
winning.
Like Session 9?
I thought it was creepy. I wasn't all that impressed by it.
I love haunted, like, mental institutions and stuff.
Yeah.
And listening to old tapes. I love that shit.
That also a great component. And in this, like, it's not found footage, but because it is, like, filmed on digital, it almost feels that way.
Uh-huh.
And that they actually are, like, cleaning out asbestos and shit like that. Like, they have a good reason to be there.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, every other found footage movie that's a bunch of kids going to an insane asylum.
Right.
But okay, so yes, Nightmare on Elm Street beating out Session 9.
Then I had Bride of Frankenstein over Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
I agree
right?
with you there.
Because
yes.
Bride is firstly the gem of those Frankenstein movies, those early Frankenstein movies.
Yeah, and I think of the original Universal monsters, I think Bride of Frankenstein is perhaps the best of them. Okay, there's not a doubt in my mind who you chose as the winner between 28 Days Later and David Cronenberg's Videodrome.
Goddamn, Cronenberg, no.
Videodrome, pretty upsetting. Although, in hindsight, anything with James Woods in it makes me feel a little, like,
punchy.
Yeah, it's
punchy,
like, I don't wanna,
facey a little.
Yeah, it's like Woody Allen films at this point. It's like,
right.
No thanks.
So clearly 28 Days.
Yes, by a mile. Okay, what's next?
Let the Right One In versus Audition. Now, is Let the Right One In is Is that the American one?
Yes, I think. No. Sorry. Let the Right One In is the original.
The original. Okay, then I'm going with that.
I think Let Me In was the unnecessary remake.
I remember what they called that, yeah. So then I'm going with that.
Yeah. I think Audition, while strong, it's most effective in its last couple minutes, whereas Let the Right One In has like these waves of impact that I really dug. And it's also like beautiful and tragic and really fucked up.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, the Faculty of Horror just did an episode on Let the Right One In. Well, by now it's probably a couple episodes back, but I really enjoyed it. They went into some pretty interesting depth about that one, actually, and Audition for that matter. Okay, next matchup. I don't think this is a question. Fright Night versus the original Reanimator.
It's Fright Night. Yeah. I do love a good cat jump on you scare, but like it's going to be Fright Night.
Yeah. I think Fright Night is better. I mean, even just in terms of like horror comedies, Fright Night is far more effective.
Yes. We have Psycho, the original, obviously not that piece of crap one, and Raw. I'm going with Psycho. It's way better than Raw.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really enjoyed the French film, the cannibal French film Raw, but
but Psycho is so good.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know. I was just thinking in terms of audio drops, then Save Horror's Madness and the Norman Bates, like, we all go a little mad sometimes. And also, a boy's best friend is his mother.
That's right.
Which, like, you hear that out of anyone's mouth and you leave that room.
Exactly.
You get far, far away from that person. Next matchup. Now,
these
are two modern classics, I think. This is The Witch versus The Babadook.
Okay, here's the deal, right? I want to win. And I remember in Lehman putting a lot of eggs in one basket for The Witch. Yeah. I think it was Lehman last year, and he got screwed on that. One of the Miskatonic guys went Witch all the way because it was really popular that year. And it did not work out for them.
I remember at the time, I said not enough people had seen The Witch to vote for it confidently. And at this point, now The Witch has had time to, I mean, I think it's been on Amazon Prime or Netflix, but it's been like free to watch for subscribers. And I think a lot more people have seen it. And
I think it's the winner?
Well, I had it winning over The Babadook, but I'm willing to listen if you think The Babadook still.
I had Babadook, and the reason being that for a scary movie, Babadook is a better scary movie. The Witch is creepy, but the main point is the end. Babadook, like, freaks the fuck out the entire time, but then Shyamalan's you a little bit. So there's that, too. They're not perfect.
I'm willing to go Babadook. You've gone with me on a couple that I knew weren't
easy. I think
easy.
We should do Babadook.
I'm good with that.
Next, we have The Exorcist versus The Conjuring.
This isn't
the
a question.
Fuck is that?
Yeah.
Exorcist, which I like really can't spell.
It's only an X.
It's the C that gets me every time.
Ah. Okay, next one. Well, no, I think this is as easy. Next one is Alien versus Hush.
Right, both good films. Obviously, Alien's the big winner.
Yep.
Okay, this one I did have a problem. Like, I left it blank. Freaks versus the original Frankenstein. Both really good movies. And
yeah, that's tough.
I'll speak on behalf of Freaks. I'll be that advocate.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much backstory to every single character in Freaks that doesn't exist in the original Frankenstein. Like, you don't get a really three-dimensional image of everyone.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Frankenstein's beautiful, though.
It is, and it's iconic, and it works.
But so is Freaks. It's very iconic.
Yeah, it's funny that I go straight to like the mental image of like every Frankenstein tattoo I've ever seen, and Boris Karloff, like, just, you know, without uttering a word, kind of steals the show. I think we got to go Frankenstein. I think it might be a little pandering, but I think we got to go Frankenstein.
All right.
I don't think we have to worry too much. I think Alien's going to beat it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Don't be crazy. We have Carrie versus the Others. I actually wrote down the Others on my...
Oh, yeah?
I really don't like Carrie.
Why not?
I don't like the story. And I don't...
No?
I just don't like it.
We just celebrated International Women's Day, and if memory serves, March is Women's History Month, right?
Well, Nicole Kidman is in The Others.
Yeah, but Carrie is a coming of age story, and
it's not really pro-positive lady.
No. But I don't have a good comeback.
No.
I'm willing to go with The Others. And
no,
when, and
let's
when
put
we
it
lose
on
that
Carrie.
Break.
We're gonna lose, and I want the points, so put stupid Carrie on there, right?
I think I want
the points.
I'm not even that big a De Palma fan, but I think Carrie is very good.
Fine.
This next one, well, I think this next one is easy for you, a little harder for me.
Yeah.
Because it's Rosemary's Baby versus Cabin in the Woods. Now, I think Rosemary's Baby is one of the few perfect films. I know that you hate it.
I do hate it. I hate it.
I think Cabin in the Woods is also a crowd favorite. I think that's going to win. I happen to choose Cabin in the Woods. I think also because of rewatchability, it is one that I've seen. Although I've seen Rosemary's Baby a lot.
You're a sicko.
Cabin in the Woods.
Who sits
a
around
lot
and
more.
Watches Rosemary's Baby? What is wrong
Just
with
like
you?
Just like over the years, especially like covering it for this.
Last time I watched it was like maybe a year ago, and then I said, nope, I'm not going to watch that anymore.
Watched it at the Jersey City Lowe's Landmark Cinema at Journal Square. So it was like the fanciful theater, and it was a whole to-do.
No, Dawn of the Dead there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that same theater. This year we saw Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Ah, yeah, fun.
And that was really cool. That was an experience. I'd never seen it before. And watching it kind of in the context where it would have screened originally was really fun. And it's a good psychological creep out. It's really effective.
Some great imagery in there. Which I think is definitely what they pull from in Evil Dead 1. With the the curls and the eyelashes and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have the original Phantasm versus Devil's Backbone. Here's the thing. Devil's Backbone is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The story's really, really good. But Phantasm is Phantasm.
I like Phantasm. I don't like it as much as a lot of horror fans do. I put Devil's Backbone, but I'm willing to hear you out.
Devil's Backbone is a better film. It's got a better story.
Yeah, it's far more cohesive. It's a better narrative.
And it's really pretty, and it's really lovely. Phantasm is not pretty. You know, it is not put together well.
No, I mean, it's very much like Evil Dead. Like, it is a labor of love. It was cobbled together over weeks and months.
I love Phantasm. I love the series in its, like, kind of entirety. I love the idea and some of the character design and stuff like that. But I think Devil's Backbone's really the gem, don't you think, between those? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think we might take a beat on that one, but I'm willing to on principle.
We have to stand for something.
All right. So this next one is a really tough call.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's Jaws versus The Descent.
How did The Descent get seated so low? They got seated 14 versus Jaws, which was in the third position there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a newer classic, but I mean, you're someone who's of the opinion that Jaws isn't really a horror movie.
Exactly.
It's more of an adventure film. And I mean, my only argument is that the shark it's a monster. It's a type of monster. And
but then
so that
Jurassic Park should be on here. You know
that's
what I'm
a
saying?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah. That said, I still put Jaws.
Really?
I did. I'm willing.
It's a pandering thing. Like, I assume people will choose Jaws, but The Descent is better as a scary movie.
Oh,
you're afraid
movie.
Of sharks. I forget.
I'm not.
I'm afraid of mole people. So I think that's why The Descent scares me.
This is our phobias battling out. Okay, so what do you think? I'll defer to you. I'm fine with either, honestly.
I hate to say it, but I guess Jaws.
Okay.
Yes, I'm writing it down. It's in pen. We can't go back now. Okay, we have Hellraiser versus The Wailing. I hated The Wailing. I love Hellraiser.
Me too.
Thank you. Did you hate The Wailing too?
I still haven't seen it.
Well, it's really fucking boring. Get ready to be bored. You'll probably fall asleep. I did.
It's like 4 hours long.
It's too long. But it's a beautiful country. Like, the scenery is lovely.
Just put it on in the background on mute. This next one is that. Okay, well, that it's a tough matchup for you, not so much for me. And if we're looking to win, I think it's definitely the right way to go. Picking The Thing.
Yes.
Over Inside.
We have to put The Thing. We absolutely do.
Yeah. It,
but
it's
I do
win.
Love Inside.
Yeah.
Just and because it's so fucking brutal.
It deserves all the praise. It really is that good. Okay. So now do we go back to the northwest corner and start our like round two? Let's do it. All right, so starting off round two, we're looking at Halloween versus Eyes Without a Face. I think it's a pretty easy call.
Yes.
Halloween.
What if I had written Eyes Without a Face?
I'd call you a bullshit artist.
Bullshit artist. Why isn't that on here?
You hear that? Save horror. Where is the Greasy Strangler in these
matchups? I don't see Rape
matchups?
Zombie. I don't see Greasy Strangler.
You're the only person in the world who's ever watched Rape Zombie.
That's
on
not
Netflix.
True. My friends who were with me and Jackson also watched it.
Because you forced them to. You locked the doors from the outside.
We have Evil Dead 2 versus Get Out.
I think it's Get Out. On principle, I mean, now it's interesting to start saying like I'm digging my heels in the ground, but I think Get Out is the better movie.
See, I think Get Out is pandering and Evil Dead is the better movie. If I was standing on principle,
disagree.
I would say Evil Dead, but I think Get Out is a smart choice.
You didn't like Evil Dead enough to even include it in the top 25 of our official ones.
But in a case
and you're
like
you're talking to me about pandering?
Fine, fuck you.
All right, you know what? We're going to get beat on that, but it will be
It can't
earnest.
Continue is all I'm saying. You cannot continue to keep putting Get Out in there.
We'll see where it goes.
We have a girl. Oh wait, is it my turn? Is it
it's
your
fine.
Turn?
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening? A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night versus Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. All right. Next, we've got Dead Alive versus The Shining. I think it's The Shining
yes,
by a mile.
Yes, obviously. This is getting much easier.
I don't think it'll continue to be easy.
TCM versus A Wicker Man is clearly TCM.
Okay.
See? We're continuing
there's
on.
There's far less folk music in
so
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You'll agree with me that Paris is the capital of France. We're back in agreement.
All right, we're looking at Suspiria versus Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Body Snatchers. Oh, but they're going to say Suspiria.
Do you think? I think that's a tough one.
That's where
one.
The pretension comes in. Is that a word the way I'm using it?
Yeah, but is... I still think on principle, I think Body Snatchers. I think we got to go... Body... I'm really puzzled by how much people like Dario Argento.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't fully get it. I mean, I get it. It's a visuals thing, but anybody who like is critical of acting at all, I don't see how they could enjoy most of his films. All right, so you're hesitant to go with Body Snatchers.
It's the better film, but I worry like let's just put it on. We'll stand by our guns or whatever that I don't know what that saying is. Scream versus Night of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
But Scream is very good. But let's be, you know, serious.
All right. We've got Friday the 13th versus Evil Dead. That's an interesting matchup.
That is interesting. Evil Dead is the better one.
Okay. I mean, I disagree, but I'll go with you on that one. Okay. You went with Body Snatchers. I will go with Evil Dead being better than the original Friday the 13th, which, I don't know. I guess I have a soft spot for the original.
Yeah, I don't know why. Halloween, Friday the 13th, I do not care for them. Now we are back on the other side. Starting round two on the other side, we have Nightmare on Elm Street versus Bride of Frankenstein. Nightmare is the safe bet.
It's the safe bet. It's not a meritorious winner.
Nightmare's so much fun, though. Bride is not fun because it is sad.
Yeah, but it's so removed. Like, you don't think Bride of Frankenstein's fun? Like, it's got spectacle to it.
Oh, no, it's beautiful. It's just, like, not, like, right. You don't get your friends together and watch Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay. I would feel fine putting it on in the background of a party. But I'm good with Nightmare on Elm Street. I guess Nightmare on Elm Street I would also put on in the back of a party. And I would only watch it for like the 360 room and like the good scares.
Yeah.
In our next matchup, we've got 28 Days Later versus Let the Right One In.
It's 28 Days Later.
Yeah. Those are both brilliant films. And I think we're getting to that place where all of these movies are fantastic. And it is like picking favorite children. But yeah, 28 Days Later is a more favorite child.
Yes. This is tough. Fright Night versus Psycho. Because you know I love Fright Night. You know I love Fright Night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, top to bottom, soundtrack and all.
Yeah, it's really good. But Psycho is Psycho.
Yeah, I think Psycho's going to win that one. And yeah. I think, I mean, as far as film history, Psycho's a better film.
Even if you put the soundtrack right next to each other, because the Fright Night soundtrack is great, but yeah, Psycho is freaking amazing.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a fucking psychopath to listen to the Psycho soundtrack as often as you would the Fright Night soundtrack.
It's true. And I listened to that Fright Night soundtrack quite a bit on cassette.
Next one. All right, this is kind of an interesting matchup. The Babadook versus The Exorcist. Now, I don't know if I could call your usually I'm pretty good at judging like what you'd prefer of the two. I know you're not as big an Exorcist fan as I am.
Right.
But that said, like, you had mixed feelings about The Babadook overall.
Yes.
So this is I think it's got to be The Exorcist.
I would defer to pandering at this point.
It's only a little bit of pandering, and more for you than for me.
Right. Because to me, I feel the same about them.
Yeah?
Pretty much equally.
That's interesting.
We have Alien versus the original Frankenstein. That's tough. I would go with Alien.
Me too. I think we're going to take a beat on that one. I think we're going to lose on that one, but
really?
I think it's okay. Yeah, I think, again, like, Frankenstein is one that, like, people have an emotional, just because it's older. I think people, because it's also black and white, I think people see it at a younger age than something like Alien. But, yeah, I think Alien's better overall.
I don't understand this. We have been here for 3.5 hours. Now, how many different ways do you want me to tell the same story?
Next up, we've got Carrie versus Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin.
That's a pretty close to no-brainer.
Good. We're in agreement.
We're back in agreement.
We have Devil's Backbone versus Jaws. If I was pandering, I would do Jaws.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Devil's Backbone is going to go too far.
Yeah, I think we got to go Jaws on that one.
And you know I'm not a Jaws fan. I'm just, you know, trying to play the odds here.
Next up, we've got Hellraiser versus The Thing. That's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. The Thing, I think, takes it.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
Because
The Thing kind of takes form of whatever it's in, right?
Right, but how are they even made out of actual matter? I guess when they're lashing out with chains. Well, a lot of the damage is being done with chains. And the Thing needs organic matter to replicate. So, I mean, I would stick around just to see what the Thing absorbs and becomes on account of absorbing someone like Pinhead.
What if this? What if MacReady gets the puzzle box?
I like
and
it.
And starts playing with it. And then the Thing jumps into MacReady and, like, becomes MacReady, let's say.
Okay.
Like, the Thing has now been captured.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fight.
Yeah. I think the Thing still takes it because it's adaptable.
wouldn't mind if his skin was stretched all over the place.
Right, because every part of him is him.
Right.
I think the Thing still takes it. And I'd be very excited to see, like, bring back Rob Bottin and let's mash up some symbionite Thing beings and let's see what that looks like, because it's going to be gross.
It would be gross. Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah. Is this eight? Top
eight?
Elite
eight, you
say. The Elite Eight, okay.
Yes, Elite Eight right here. Did you say trademark?
Yeah.
NCAA. So in the Elite Eight, we have Halloween versus Get Out. If it was really up to me, I would choose Get Out.
Okay.
But I feel like Halloween is the better choice.
It has won a number of years in a row.
Yes.
Halloween works for a lot more people than the film Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
Even within my own circles, I've met a number of people who did not think very much of Get Out, who did not enjoy it, did not get it.
Well, they can get out.
But so that said, like, Halloween is a more broad crowd pleaser. I think that's going to win.
It also makes you feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Get Out is like almost like French Extremity, where you're like, this doesn't make me feel
right. Get Out
good. I feel bad.
Leaves you like Halloween. Michael Myers is defeated. Get Out ends, and it's like, oh well, we still got to deal with white people.
Right.
They're out.
Oh wait,
there.
We haven't fixed this racism problem now. Right. So I'm just saying it ends on a little bit of a downer. Next, we have Silence of the Lambs versus The Shining. That's a good matchup.
That is a good matchup. That's a tough call to make. That,
I would say Silence because it's badass.
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, we've got aliens. I'm just thinking as far as like female protagonists. We've got Nightmare on Elm Street. We've got Nancy there. So women are pretty well represented. But in this case, Silence, like Clarice Starling is an all-time favorite.
Yes.
Versus Jack Nicholson of The Shining. What do you think?
Clarice, she's always going to win.
Okay.
Right, she would have totally outsmarted Jack. The only reason that Jack Torrance gets away with any of this shit is because Wendy's such a doormat. If someone had been in that, in the Overlook with Jack and told him to knock that shit off and like really put him in his place, none of this would have happened.
He needed the element of surprise when it came to Scatman Crothers. Although Clarice, well,
she's a no-nonsense kind of gal. She would have not let any of this happen.
She would have, I'm trying to remember, like she covered the corners. What's the, when there she's doing the room drill and he's like, bang, you're dead. It's like, you forgot to check the corners. She'd never forget to check the corners ever again.
No.
But what do you think? Silence isn't
exactly a horror, but I'm going to go with Silence. I think we should do Silence.
Okay.
If we're going to stand for something, God damn it.
All right, next up, we've got Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It's funny how, you know, it's both the 70s right there.
Yeah, I think Invasion of the Body Snatchers is a better movie.
I think TCM's more iconic.
It definitely is.
I like the
is.
Story of Body Snatchers better because that's more scary to me.
Yeah, me too. The paranoia
and pod people idea, lines. Kind of.
Yeah, I think this is a coin flip.
Want to flip a coin?
Sure.
All right, so we have a coin.
Okay, so we'll say heads is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right. Tails is Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay, do we just let it lie, or should I catch it or something?
Try and land it on the sheet.
Oh, God, I've not done this
in a while. You want me to do it?
Yeah, I'm nervous. Okay. Who knows what might happen?
All right, ready?
Do you do this often? You're going to shoot that across my living room.
I'm not. Okay, heads is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Tails, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay, go.
It's heads, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Thank you, coin. We'll keep this coin over here because...
We're going to need some tiebreakers.
Might need that again. This is like two favorite children, and you have to choose between one.
Yeah,
you choose the one who is better at math. Night of the Living Dead.
The one who's going to take care of me when I'm old.
Night of the Living Dead versus Evil Dead. It's Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy call to make. All right, jumping back to the east and the northeast corner of the final eight. Would you say the elite eight?
Elite eight.
Everything's
got
to have a ring to it.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Nightmare on Elm Street versus 28 Days Later. I think it's 28 Days Later.
Me too, but I'm afraid people are going to choose wrong.
I think 28 Days Later usually does really well, although
I think that's just because I make you feel that way.
In the years before, I think it's done very well. Although, you know what? I do make a fuss because Nightmare on Elm Street comes up in the competition and does very well.
It won last year,
I think. That's right. I still stand by Dream Warriors is a far better film than the original.
Sure, I could see that.
But they never...
Put Dream Warriors
on. I'm going to argue for that
did.
Next time around.
They did last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, we should have those sheets in front of us.
Well, we forgot.
Okay, so, we already wrote it down.
I wrote it down.
28 Days Later.
Cillian Murphy. Put that on your bingo card. We have Psycho versus The Exorcist, which is a good mashup.
That's good.
That's a really good mashup.
That's a tough call to
make. I think Psycho. Visually, it's better. Aurally, it's better. Story-wise, it's better.
I don't know that I agree with all of those things. I think visually it's a pretty close call. I think Exorcist has some really great cinematography to it, as well as, I mean, set design and all of it.
Okay, then let's talk about star power, right?
Okay.
Anthony Perkins is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Linda Blair is not that level.
No, but it's not exclusively about Linda Blair. Between the mom, whose name escapes me, and Max von Sydow. Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah.
I think The Exorcist is a far more strong, I think it's a stronger ensemble picture because they've sort of spread out the responsibility. I think The Exorcist is better. You want to flip a coin on that one?
I'm trying to decide, do I want to flip a coin or argue more? I'll leave it. We'll leave it up to Horror Jesus.
Okay. All right. So heads will go Psycho, tails Exorcist.
Go.
God heads. Damn it.
Yay! Nice. You can't, no takes backsies.
No.
Horror
no.
Jesus has spoken. Next, we have Alien versus Cabin in the Woods. It's Alien.
That's a good matchup. I guess it's Alien.
You know what's kind of funny, though, is if you put them into like a fight, let's say, Alien mm-hmm. would just be one of the mini monsters in Cabin.
Do you think the Xenomorph wins among, like, when they unleash all the boxes? Does the Xenomorph come out last? I think it easily beats any werewolves. There was a crazy giant snake that was pretty terrifying. There was that unicorn that fucked up that one guy.
Yeah. Xenomorphs are like really, really fast, and they can like cling onto the walls and stuff, and they could like acid spit all the other creatures.
Oh, yeah. Well, the acid spit was a late addition, but I mean, it might come out as the winner among all the monsters.
It might, but think about how like easy it is for Predator to kill all the aliens. You know what I'm saying? Predator is the superior being in the, let's say, the canon, right?
But I think because it's a hunter and it's working strategically, of the monsters that came out of the boxes, I don't think any of them, I mean, there's like a, you know, there's the buzzsaw head that's Pinhead. Yeah. That's more of like haunting your dream, but I don't think the Xenomorph dreams. If it does, it's just more murder.
Right.
Yeah, I think the Xenomorph might win in that scenario.
Yeah.
I think it might be the last man standing.
So I think Alien should win in this case.
Okay. I think this next one probably easier for you to call than for me. It's Jaws versus The Thing.
How is this even difficult for you? This is like your favorite movie of all time.
It is. Yeah, I mean, yes, okay. It's The Thing. It's
yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
Don't be
and
crazy.
I mean, I also, yeah, that it's a more legitimate horror film. All right, so that closes out the Elite Eight.
Right, so now, well, I don't know. Does that close out the Elite Eight, or was that the Sweet 16, and now we're in the Elite Eight, which makes the Final Four?
I have
it's
no idea.
It's very confusing.
I don't know any of these terms.
But that's your Elite Eight right there.
Yeah.
We can say that. Now we're on to the Final Four.
Okay.
So we have Halloween versus Silence of the Lambs. Oof. I think Silence is way better, but I'm worried that the proletarians are going to choose Halloween. I'm just going to say it.
You goddamn Philistines are going to cost us this. All right. So between Clarice Starling and Laurie Strode, although neither of them are they're the winners. They're the protagonists, but it would be. Now there's an interesting one. Michael Myers versus Hannibal Lecter.
Lecter is not the star of Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. Jamie Gunn. Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't have a strong opinion on this.
I mean,
one.
I would choose Silence. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do we think it's going to win?
I don't know.
That's it.
Because then people are going to go like, oh, it's not really a horror movie. And Halloween is.
You know what? If Silence of the Lambs is it like counts as a horror movie here, we never see Seven in these, do we? Has Seven been on the rosters?
No, never.
I think they're comparable. If one is a horror movie, the other is.
You know what's not in here is torture porn. We got
I appreciate
no
that.
Saw. We got no cabin fever. We got no.
That's a good point. Hostile, yeah.
Hostile.
I mean, I'm grateful. I'd prefer most of those not be on the list, but
no Human Centipede.
Keith and April of Save Horror. I think Keith very much leans towards the cerebral horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
April always does their like Friday the 13th reviews.
Oh yeah.
But I think this is definitely Yeah, that's a good observation. I think, yeah, that's on point. But as far as a clear winner between Laurie Strode and Clarice Starling, I think Halloween is a more pure horror film. I think we should go with that.
Okay. Ugh, whatever. All right, we got Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Night of the Living Dead. It's Night of the Living Dead.
Yes. Yeah. I think it becomes more apparent why I want to do like an alternative top 25 list now. Because like the movies that we're facing off, we've seen a bunch. We've right. watched them a bunch. I'd like to like make some room for some new classics. Speaking of, we're now facing off 28 Days Later versus Psycho.
They're actually really well matched because you think the music actually really makes both of the films.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the visuals.
Yeah. I think where Psycho is very claustrophobic and, you know, it was low budget and it almost functions as like a like black box theater kind of production. 28 Days Later has scope. It's like 28 Days Later opens up the world.
Oh, then we have two little aliens with each other. Alien versus The Thing.
That I think it's The Thing, right?
Really?
I think it's kind
of... I knew you would think it's The Thing.
I'm willing to hear you. What do you think?
Well, let's think if they got into a fight. Both of them adapt to whatever thing they're in. What would happen? Because the xenomorph doesn't really have his own thing. And yeah, The Thing doesn't either.
Yeah, but... All right, so in part three... The xenomorph takes on the properties. They sort of mix it between cuts, but it's either a cow or a dog, and that's why it's like more a quadruped.
It's because it was in the dog,
right? And so I'm saying if it were to, well, I guess it would have to go the facehugger route, which
so
I don't
say
think
it's a facehugger, the and then the accept. Thing gets inside of facehugger. What's gonna happen?
I think either way, The Thing wins because any physical contact, it is going to absorb that thing. So facehugger or not, I don't think it would ever get an opportunity to even become a xenomorph. Hmm. So, yeah, I think even if a xenomorph tore apart The Thing, every piece is still part of it. The xenomorph's acid isn't like a vat of acid that it's dipping The Thing into. So there's no way it could possibly win. The Thing is going to win every time.
How big is The Thing without a body?
Where is it starting? Where is it? Is it starting off from
thing
a human
for another
form?
Planet. No, like where it originally starts.
Okay. Well, actually, do we ever even get a look at what it might have been on the ship? I think in the prequel, they allude to something, but it's not really. Yeah, I think The Thing wins.
Okay, fine. Now we're down to the final two.
Yeah.
Halloween versus Night of the Living Dead. I clearly think I know what the answer is, but should we pander?
I think it's Night of the Living Dead.
Good.
I think we got to fight for that one. Okay, and on the East Coast, we've got a face-off between The Thing and 28 Days Later.
That's tough.
More for you than for me. If 28 Days Later had anybody but Cillian Murphy in it... Would you still feel as strongly?
Christopher Eccleston's amazing in that movie.
But I'm just thinking, like, if you were to recast Kurt Russell, I'd miss him a lot. But that story wouldn't change dramatically because it still is a really great ensemble cast. 20 Days Later, I mean, it does have the bigger redheaded actor. I can't think of his name, but he's great also. Filling out the cat. Oh, actually, there's also I can't remember her name.
Naomi, whatever her
Harris.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? They're both really solid ensemble casts, but I do have a soft spot for The Thing. I think it's more well.
I think
is it scarier?
It's not scarier, Darren. You don't be crazy.
Okay. where are you going with this?
No, I think that The Thing is the safer choice, like for winning wise.
I agree. Here we go. Night of the Living Dead versus The Thing in the championship round. Is that what is?
Yeah.
Okay. championship round, Night of the Living Dead versus The Thing.
I kind of feel like we should leave it up to the coin, because these are both amazing, amazing
After
movies.
All this, we're going to leave it up to the coin.
No, because I think last year you said The Thing, and last year I think I said Night of the Living Dead as the winner.
Yeah, and we lost.
Yes, we did. But we're here in the same situation again.
Yeah, okay. You want to flip a coin?
Yeah, flip the coin.
All right. It's been heads every time. Do you want to pick out which is which?
I'll flip it.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Okay,
oh,
wait,
we didn't say
which
what's what.
Okay, heads 28 days later.
You're trying to scam me. We're going backwards to retcon this.
Okay, sorry. Heads, Night of the Living Dead, because you got to get a zombie in the head.
Nice.
Tails, The Thing.
Okay.
You ready?
It's heads. It's
Yay!
Heads.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. We've got Night of the Living Dead taking Save Horrors March Madness. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there are no losers. It's just, it came down to Night of the Living Dead over The Thing. There were some tough beats in there. I'm sure you were sad to see 28 Days Later go.
I mean, but I understand it. Because I think last year I had 28 Days Later versus Night of the Living Dead. And then it was Night of the Living Dead as the winner, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to submit to you, the listener, these brackets. We're going to post this on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And we want to hear from you guys. let's hear your opinions on where we went wrong. But yeah, I don't know if our arguments were off. I'm also willing. I mean, we're not going to go back and change anything.
No.
But I'm interested to hear people's opinions. So yeah, hit us up on social media while you're at it. Swing by iTunes and drop us a review.
Leave us some stars.
Nice to hear from you guys there. And yeah, remember, we're also on Stitcher Internet Radio as well as Google Play Music. So find us and be in touch. Where our email is therantsmacabre@gmail.com. This is me, Darren, signing off.
This is Mindy. Thanks.
The Rants Macabre. Cutting,
cultured,
and curated.
And curated. And curated. And curated.